As the campaign season heats up, commentator Alexandra Starr says she feels like the candidates are aiming their messages at her, or at least voters like her.
This year, I'm officially hot. Or, to be precise, as a single female voter, I'm supposed to be the Democrats' secret weapon in their campaign for the White House. 22 million single women failed to get to the polls in 2000. That's about half of eligible voters. If we had voted in the same proportion as married women, 6 million more ballots would have been cast, and Al Gore probably would have won the election. With another close presidential contest around the corner, liberals don't want this motherlode of support to go untapped again. They want the sideline singles to become a force at the polls, and they're after us in a big way. At nightclub events in New York or San Francisco, you can pick up panties sporting slogans like Kiss, Bush, Goodbye. If you're a single woman living in a swing state, chances are you'll be getting a call from interest groups that want to see President Bush defeated. The fact that single women are 22 million strong will be repeated often, and we'll be reminded over and over that it's in our power to swing the election. But what these groups are doing smacks of marketing versus really speaking to the needs of female voters. The phrase single women probably brings to mind the image of Sex in the City. But the lives of most of the sideline singles are very different. They're not picking up Manolo Blahniks and lingering over cappuccino with their friends. The vast majority of these women have hard lives. They're poor. About half of them make around $30,000 a year or less, and many of them are raising children on their own. Neither campaign is really addressing the challenges disadvantaged women face. The Bush campaign is talking about tax cuts, mostly for the wealthy, and Senator John Kerry is focusing his attention on the middle class. Sure, he's promising to raise the minimum wage, but he hasn't proposed a plan for paid family leave, an issue that could make a big difference for single moms. And he's not talking about broadly expanding programs like the Earned Income Tax Credit, which would help boost poor parents' paychecks. Single women sense this. Not so long ago, I met a woman who worked in a mill in South Carolina. She had raised 6 children on her own, and she couldn't remember the last time she voted. She told me about working 2 jobs and still struggling to put food on the table. She talked about smoking cigarettes and drinking pots of coffee to curb her appetite. As she pointed out, it was the same for many single women today as it was when she had kids at home 20 years ago. It didn't make a difference who was president, so why bother to vote? It's a good question, and until Democratic boosters stop relying on cutesy advertising blitzes, it's hard to see these women voting in force. They need to hear concrete reasons about how politics can change their lives for the better. And panties printed with slogans on them isn't the way to deliver the message.
Alexandra Starr covers the political campaigns for Business Week.